Now, more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And if you'd like to call us with a question because you have nothing better to do and you've been slacking off at work anyway, dial 1-888-463-6748. I'll go slower. 1-888-463-6748. Write that down. You'll come right into our engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer, and he will take good care of you. If you're from out of the North American area, like, you know, from Venus,
Kazakhstan,
Mars.
Our friends in Kazakhstan.
That's right. Where that's dusty in Kazakhstan. Oh, well, remember you had that case in Istanbul?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was bad. You came back, you had to have you hang your clothes out for weeks, get the dust out of there. Anyway, if you're outside North America, 011-847-470-0937. I'll do it again more slowly. 011-847-470-0937. Now I got to wake up my partner, so just excuse us for a second. Anyway, it's now time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right, here we are, ready in the questions section. He's got his uniform on,
okay,
he's got his thinking cap on,
and
he has his heavy-duty sunglasses on so nobody will recognize him. Gary from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey,
that's where you were born, Brooklyn,
right,
New York.
I was.
All right, Gary, here we go. Dear Jim and Randall, I recently received a notice that I was overdue on a payment of a parking ticket received in Boston. I have never been to Boston. The same thing happened to us. What should he do, James?
Forget about it. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to. They can't do very much to you.
Oh, but
in Boston, the trouble is if you should go to Massachusetts,
they can lock you up
in your car.
Can he write them a letter?
I certainly would.
Oh,
of course. I would write them and tell them you have never been to Boston. You weren't there, and I would tell them where you were on that day.
Right.
And it's
tell them you were with us.
It's apparent that they read somebody's license plate and. Probably they dyslexicize the numbers or something.
Exactly.
You're the guy to get on there. But
yeah, we're sorry,
I would
Gary.
Not get, you know, don't get too upset about it. Just write them and tell them that it's
you
not yours. It's somebody else's ticket. And it's a parking ticket. Who can you hurt parking a car? So tell them you weren't there, you weren't parked there. And that's it.
And, Gary, just to save 47 cents or whatever the cost of a stamp is today.
42.
Was it 42 cents?
42 cents.
No wonder. You know what? That guy has been cheating me. When you're writing, Gary, tell them that Jim and Randall weren't there either and to stop sending us those bills.
Right.
All right, Tim from South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
South Bend.
The
isn't that where of
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame University?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Tim writes, dear Jim and Randall, do I need an attorney if I'm going to build my own house with my own money, which means no mortgage, which is pretty damn smart, Tim, because you couldn't get a mortgage now if you wanted it.
Well, the thing is, whether you... nobody ever needs an attorney, but in this instance, if you're going to be spending a lot of money on the house, and if you're going to enter into a contract with a general contractor, a builder, yes, you probably should have your lawyer look it over.
Right.
Because, you know, a house is not a cheap thing anymore. On the other hand, if you're going to build it yourself, you say you're going to do it with your own two hands. Of course, you don't need it. You're not going to have a contract. You're the one who's
been doing it. Right.
So I think I would advise a lawyer if you're entering into a contract with a general contractor. Now, maybe that you are going to build the house yourself, but you are going to get an electrician or a plumber.
Right, exactly.
It might be an idea, but it's not a necessary thing.
Okay.
However, it's advisable. Let me put it that way.
Not necessary, but advisable.
Yes.
That's what he has to say, Tim.
Right.
And that's how the cookie crumbles. Benny from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Writes, dear Jim and Randall, can I file for a divorce on my own?
Well, yes. I think first of all, get married. Then call us back.
But, that's right.
But actually, an individual can do anything on his own. That is to say, you can always represent yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Should you?
Especially in this case.
Right. And your wife is going to have a lawyer? Welcome to the poorhouse. No, I think you should get a lawyer. You can. Remember, you are allowed to represent yourself. But I think it's a very, very dangerous thing to
right.
do.
Right, especially...
And you really should get a lawyer and get a guy that or a gal that does matrimonial work.
Right, exactly. But, now, because a divorce can be very ticklish.
Well, let me tell you something. You might be tickled, but the wife will do the laughing if he doesn't have a lawyer.
That's right. So, Benny, get a lawyer. And do me a favor, Benny. Change your first name.
Right.
I wouldn't go in with a name like Benny.
Benny.
Change it to Bernard or something, but don't go in with Benny.
Benny.
Okay, Eli from Chicago, Illinois. Home of Talk Zone Radio, right?
And Eli's Restaurant.
Yes, and Eli's Restaurant. Still I hope it's the same guy.
Great steaks. Very good.
It
very
may
good.
Be, because there's the question. Dear Jim and Randall, what is a plaintiff's lawyer?
Plaintiff's lawyer is a lawyer who represents a plaintiff. Now, that's a very,
that
that's a sort of a tautological answer. But as we know, the plaintiff is the person who brings a lawsuit. The defendant is the one who defends a lawsuit. So a plaintiff's lawyer is really the one who prosecutes the case, and a defendant's lawyer defends it. However, the word has now been erroneously narrowed to refer to only personal injury,
right.
medical malpractice mm-hmm. lawyers who represent plaintiffs who bring those suits, as if it's like a dirty thing to do to bring a lawsuit. That's insanity. And the insurance companies have helped create that state of mind and everything.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, this country says you can bring a lawsuit. The poor in this country have the same rights as the rich. Thank God.
Except they can't get a lawyer.
Well, yeah, well, that's
they have to get a poor lawyer.
But if you get, you know, a lot of the plaintiff's lawyers will work on a contingent basis.
That's right.
They take a piece of the award, and if they don't win, they get nothing. So when you think in terms of a plaintiff's lawyer, it will have several meanings. The most basic is you represent the person who brings the lawsuit.
Okay.
But also... it is misused to mean a person who represents plaintiffs who only bring personal injury, negligence, or medical malpractice type of lawsuits.
And that's probably because of all the advertising those people
well,
do. They make you
I
feel
don't,
like
that's
there,
right.
it's what they do.
And that's yeah. wrong, and I hate it, and that subject will come up someday.
And our sponsors are all
I want you to keep listening, because that's how we keep you listening. Someday we're going to discuss that.
That's
and
right.
when you all want to hear it discussed, keep sending money. So we stay on the air.
Chris from...
Because we're getting very hungry. It's very hard to do these programs when you're hungry. And unless we get some money, we can't eat.
That's right. And we can't pay the electricity.
That's right.
All right. Chris from Philadelphia writes, Dear Jim and Randall, should diplomats have immunity from such things as traffic violations?
Well, you know, that's not really a legal question. If you want my opinion, no, they should not. They ought to pay their own way. This business of diplomatic immunity is crazy. And yet, what it really was intended to do is to, you know, because a diplomat is immune or prevented from being arrested and so forth by the nation in which to which he is a diplomat.
Right.
And the reason that is because they'll be locking up diplomats all the time. All the countries reciprocate, and they decide, look, you can bring, you know, you can always allege something and bring a guy and arrest him and threaten the other country. That's how it started. But now it's abused. I mean, they park all over the place in
right.
New York. They owe thousands of dollars to the city of New York for parking around the UN and all. And I don't think they should get away with that.
Right.
I think if they are, they have this crazy diplomatic community, pay for your privileges, for crying out loud.
Sure. It's not like they don't have any money.
But
they're on expense accounts.
So my answer is... yes, I agree with you. I don't think there should be that.
There you have it, Chris. He has agreed with you, which he hasn't done in many, many years, and he's never been to Philadelphia. Okay, Alex from Queens, New York. Now, Queens is where I was born. Isn't that funny?
I didn't know that.
That you were born in Brooklyn, and I was born in Queens,
right.
and 200 years later, we would come together and do this program.
That's right.
Absolutely amazing to me. Anyway, Alex from Queens, New York writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is the purpose of a pretrial hearing?
Well, pretrial hearing is... can be for any number of things, and it's a sort of a broad term.
But it doesn't mean a woman.
No.
Okay.
No. The fact that I call it a broad term
right.
doesn't mean it's a term related to broads.
Okay.
What a pretrial hearing is, usually it results from a motion, which is there are a lot of proceedings and procedures that take place before a trial
mm-hmm.
gets going. There are conferences with a judge to narrow the issues. pinpoint the issues, set schedules, do that kind of thing. And that's really what happens in these pretrial conferences. So that's one kind you can call it hearing. Very often it's a pretrial conference. Then there are motions made to dispose of cases or parts of cases or to have certain things done relating to the case, and you have a hearing on that. There's a, you file motion papers, the papers are affidavits, briefs, and all those sorts of things, including attachments which are evidentiary and exhibits and all of that, and then ultimately there may be a hearing on the case. In a criminal case, there are preliminary hearings in many jurisdictions, which means you have a right to have a hearing to determine whether the case is sufficient to go to the grand jury. And it varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
That's pretty complex.
But from your, from just as a broad answer to your question, a pretrial hearing is a hearing related to the case before the trial commences.
There you go. That's a good answer. I got a little lost in it, but it was a good answer anyway. Okay, we've
got
time for...
lost the day you were born.
That's right. Two more questions.
Right.
Quick. Darla from Minneapolis, Minnesota writes, Dear Jim and Randall, I am not happy with my present lawyer. How do I politely tell him I'm looking for someone else?
Two words. You're fired.
Oh, jeez. She wants a polite way of doing it.
All right. You want a polite way?
Yes.
Please. You're fired. You're not obliged to continue with a lawyer. He may have a claim to some fees if you discharge him for work he's done. But all, bear in mind, the lawyer cannot, at least in my state and federally, enter into an agreement with you which prevents you from getting another lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such procedure allowed. You, at any time you're dissatisfied with your lawyer, you can let him go. And all you do is say, so long. It's
very
been
well.
Good to know you.
That's
goodbye. It's ta-na-na. No, but that's right. It's polite. It's hard to do. And just, if you want to be polite, you say, look, Mr. Jones or Smith, or call him Mr. Hartman.
Right.
And say,
especially,
you know, I don't think I have confidence in you anymore. You may be the best lawyer in the world, but I have to, and you and I have to have a certain, rapport, or
chemistry,
or empathy, rapport, like in Brooklyn, they say, we have to have a certain rapport.
Right.
A certain rapport with each other, but that's it. And I think that, you know, it is difficult. It's always difficult to say, look, I don't want you anymore.
Right.
So no matter whether it's
say goodbye.
Whether it's the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, or a lawyer.
Right.
Or even the Indian chief.
That's true.
So, it's not easy, but you say to the guy, look, we don't get along. Sometimes your new lawyer will help you.
Right.
To say this to him. So,
right.
If you're very shy and you feel uncomfortable,
go to a shyster lawyer.
Please ignore anything you hear. There's some static here. Just ask him to help you work that out.
All right. And Darla, let us know how you made out. All right. Listen, we got one last question here before we go to our Simon Hart. Ethel from Chicago. Ooh, Chicago. We got a couple of them from Chicago.
Love that city, right?
Ethel from Chicago writes, Dear Jim and Randall, I think my husband wrote in last week saying that I was sick of living with him. Please tell him he is correct.
Right. Well, that saves. Let me tell you, that
saves a lot of time.
Saves a lot of time and effort.
Absolutely. So, whoever you are, and if you did write in, Ethel says you were right. She is sick of you.
And why don't you get out of the house and let her live her life.
And get a job.
You're a pain in the you-know-what.
And please, you've
been... And Ethel is an attractive lady, and look at you.
Right.
Look at you, you bum.
And
she's 100% correct.
She's right.
Even without having any evidence, having
whatsoever.
Never met Ethel, having never had a conversation or any correspondence with her, I can reach the conclusion that you're a bum. Get out of her life. Leave her alone already, would you please? Let her live a little, let her have a little happiness in the few years that are left to her. All these years, you bum. You dirty
All right,
I
that's
can't
enough.
Even say it.
That's enough. Don't
right.
say it.
I won't.
Get yourself under control.
I'm trying.
Oh, my God.
Ethel,
I'm sure Ethel...
Ethel, sweetie, meet me at the same saloon.
All right. It's now time, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to a San Francisco car thief who got caught breaking into a car and fled the scene.
Our information has it that the suspect fled the scene on foot instead of just driving away in the car. While running from police, the suspect jumped over a 3-foot wall that turned out to be a 200-foot cliff. Something tells me his IQ matched one of the numbers on his odometer.
I can't even comment on this. You should always look before you jump.
Before you leap.
Or leap.
Leap.
Yeah, that's right. You should look before you leap.
Look before you love or leap or
that's
do anything.
Right. Especially if you're going to take the Kierkegaard existential leap of faith, you must look.
I never heard of what you said.
I'll tell you about it next week. Anyway, okay. It's time now to introduce our crack crew. Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Forth.
Our sports reporter, Crash Duggenhauser.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded All Whitting.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazzarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faversham III.
Good fellow.
Oxford, you know.
Really?
Always wears the shoe.
Our hair and makeup specialist is Georgia Peachbutt.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
Our director of impressionism, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
And our Italian limo driver, Mario Giustinatime.
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 Each week he gets us to the studio.
Giustinatime.
Well, folks, you've survived another hour on Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'd love you to have a great week. Be kind to your neighbors. The stock market's on its way back up. You can sell your house in about a week. And just be kind. Have a good week. And no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.